At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian. It is a micro edition of Fantasy Football Weekly. My micro co-host continues to be Tyler Knabley. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to have you back. Sorry for the extended absence.
That's good to be back.
That was me jumping out of town while the getting's good. May's the quietest month in the NFL calendar.
Yeah, or is it July? Isn't there like a week in July where there's nothing going on?
Yeah, I mean, right before training camp, there's never any moves and all that stuff too. But right after the draft's really quiet too. So appreciate the listeners that were maybe looking for Fantasy Football Weekly Micro and weren't there, but we're back. Today's player is
Geno Smith.
Yes, this is the deep dive on one player, Geno Smith. Why did you pick Geno Smith?
Because we wrote him off and he didn't write back. Well, he was a big winner from the draft, though, just considering kind of who they drafted. I mean, they drafted JSN in the first round. We got Zach Charbonnet in the second round. Just good for the offense, not good for Kenneth Walker, but good for the offense overall.
Yeah.
He was QB5 last year and the QB9 in average points per game, and he's currently going off the board as QB16.
Yeah, which is a little bit baffling, and I confess that when we prepped up for this and I really started looking more into Geno Smith, and then I went back to my player rankings, which are coming at guillotineleagues.com very shortly, and I had him at QB14. I'm like, you know what? I can't do that. I can't stand by that. I'm going to have to move him. I'm going to have to move Geno Smith to a position that's more befitting what he did in 17 games last year.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how many stats he finished top five? And this is all these stats are credit of Billy Musio from Man vs. Machine Player Profiler. These are not my stats. I didn't look these up. But
okay,
so many stats. So true completion percentage, number four.
What is true completion? Catchable passes?
It's
their version of catchable passes?
Yep. Okay. Deep ball completion percentage, number five. Pressure completion, number five. Play action completion percentage, number three. Clean pocket completion percentage, number three. QBR, number six. Completion percentage versus man, number three. And carries, he was number eight.
Wow.
I did not think Geno ran eight times last year.
Yeah.
Like, it was number eight in carries among quarterbacks last year.
Right. Now, you only had the one rushing touchdown, which I think makes us not think of him as a rushing quarterback.
Maybe.
But he was sneaking in, it feels like, I looked it up, 22 rushing yards per game. Hey, that's 2.2 points. We'll take that. I win and lose games by 2.2 points, like, every week.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I'll take that. So, all those things, true completion, pressure completion percentage, QBR, do those things equal fantasy success? That's my question. Or is this like a Kirk Cousins style conversation where you can be a good quarterback but not necessarily an electric fantasy producer for Geno Smith?
I think it's closer to the latter because I think those stats give you consistency. They give you a good amount of points each week, but they're not going to give you those boom weeks where I don't think it's in the cards for Geno to finish as like the QB3 or the QB4, even though he finished as the QB5 last year. I don't know what, maybe he just threw more. He threw a lot of touchdowns last year. I think
he threw touchdowns in 15 of 17 games, which was a huge factor, which we love that part, and we love the consistency. He scored multiple touchdowns in 12 of 17 games, and he played 17 games. Really, Geno Smith was a perfect guillotine league quarterback.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, just every week, just giving you solid numbers that don't get you cut. By the way, guillotineleagues.com, new season is open. I forgot to mention this at the outset. The 2023 season, available now. You can join leagues. You can create a private league for you and your friends. Guillotineleagues.com, highly recommended, of course. Is Geno Smith an every week starter?
I think he is, for sure. I don't think you can, if he even just, if he gets you 90% of what he gave you last season, and now he gets another weapon in here with Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is the first receiver drafted off the board. I mean, everyone's kind of wide receiver one of the class. I don't see how you can't start him every week, unless you go a quarterback earlier, and then like a, I mean, especially in Superflex, he's a perfect, a high-end QB too, honestly. Like, you Geno with, I think we talked about with Kirk Cousins, but if you pair Geno with a guy like Justin Fields or Lamar Jackson, somebody who might have a lower floor but a very high ceiling, Geno gives you that consistency at kind of that QB2 position. And something else that I thought was interesting was the whole narrative in Seattle when Russell Wilson was there was let Russ cook, let Russ throw the ball.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll did not let Russ throw the ball as much as I think Seahawks fans wanted him to. So Russell Wilson played 10 years in Seattle. He never threw the ball more than 558 times in a season. Geno threw the ball 572 times last year.
Amazing.
In his first season as
20
a starter.
More, 20 more passes than Russell Wilson had in any game. And, you know, obviously, Russell Wilson brought that team to two Super Bowls.
Granted, this is probably the game, the new Week 17, where there's not
another
week.
That.
But still, it's incredible that Geno Smith did what he did last year. And like he was going undrafted in leagues last year. You could pick this guy up week two, week three. And
commonly ranked as the 32-ranked quarterback.
He was dynamite for you all season.
I'd love to say that I got that one right. But I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think I can. No. I can't remember a single person last year who was like, you know what, you should take Geno Smith.
Well, I will say this for ourselves here in this show. Numerous times last summer, including when we did a full Seahawks breakdown in the middle of summer last year, we looked at the three-ish games that Geno Smith started, and we were like, you know, he averaged more points than Russell Wilson did. He was not bad. I mean, he looked good in those games. We said that, but then we promptly ranked him like, 30th.
Exactly, because he had so many chances earlier in his career with the Jets, and I think, I forget where he was at, like the Ravens? I can't remember where he was after he got drafted by the Jets, but still, I mean, the weapons that he has in this offense, the O-line was like was a potential question last year. They drafted like two guys that were like solid starters for them, Charles Cross and the other right tackle, I forget his name, but I remember he just being really solid. And like, where's the problem in this offense? Like tight end, Noah Fant, maybe? Like that's the worst position group in this offense? I don't know. I just think this offense is going to be really good, and having Geno is going to be a part of that.
The addition of Jackson Smith and Jigba certainly helps. It gives you one more solid target and potentially an explosive one at that. But the other thing it does is, if anything happens to DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, you know, they miss half a season, this offense doesn't have to skip a beat. I love the redundancy that Jackson Smith and Jigba brings to this offense and what it provides for Geno Smith. Just another way that you can roll into your season going, Geno Smith's my guy. I'm not taking a quarterback till round eight, and Geno Smith's my guy, and I'm just going to roll with him.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
Let's look at some of the other players that are going at his approximate ADP.
I love playing the ADP game with quarterbacks, especially because I feel like it's just easier. And then quarterbacks are so talked about, so everyone has an opinion on certain quarterbacks. But this is we haven't talked about this since this happened. Anthony Richardson is the QB10 right now.
So, the tricky part on Richardson, of course, is he could start zero games this year. None.
I don't think that's going to happen. Everything you're seeing, I feel like, is he's going to start. He's already splitting first team reps.
Yeah, it's a good sign, but but OTAs don't mean much. It's a good sign. Richardson, of course, is going to bring freaky upside. I think I would go Richardson.
Okay. Dak Prescott, QB11.
Man, the way Dak's season ended was such a bad taste in everybody's mouth. The bad interceptions, but he was still a solid fantasy producer. Still, and no Ezekiel Elliott, which is interesting. So, Zeke has been the guy who's pounded in all those touchdowns from inside the five. Pollard's not quite that guy. And so if Pollard doesn't take those, is Dak going to throw five more touchdowns from inside the five-yard line?
That's a good point I didn't even think about.
He might do that.
Because they don't have that big bruising back really on the roster.
Right.
Yeah.
Zeke was so good at making turning those carries into touchdowns. So I think I'm going to go Prescott here as well. So I think I'm going to stick with Prescott at QB 11.
I think I'm going to go Geno just because I think the total offense is still better than the Cowboys. So I'm going to go Geno, but Tua, QB number 12. Let's say, I know you, the injury thing is a concern. Do you see how big he looked in OTAs, by the way,
yeah,
Tua?
Yeah.
Big body. He's
I'm going to take Geno Smith for the safety. Tua, who knows? I might get one game out of Tua. So, yeah, I'm not taking Tua anywhere near his ADP.
All right.
We'll take Geno Smith there.
All right. Kirk Cousins, QB 13.
Well, I got Kirk ahead of all these guys. So, okay. You know, this is not a newsflash to many of our listeners. I think Kirk's sitting on a very Geno Smith-like season. And I made the comparison earlier. All Kirk does is produce really solid numbers every week. So,
can I ask, why do you think Kirk will be better than Geno, like, specifically?
I think the totality of the offense is going to be better. And then I like the Jordan Addison addition because I think he will be better. You'll get more out of him than the Vikings got out of
Thielen
last year. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I think they could lead the league at pass attempts as well.
They could. That team is not interested, man. Not interested in running the ball. Yep. Yeah.
All right. I think I'd take Geno just because I don't know. Like we said, he was QB5 last year and his situation seemingly got better. And now he might be in for some touchdown regression, but who knows? I'm just so high on Geno right now. I don't see me ever coming down. Daniel Jones, QB14.
Yeah, I'll take Geno for the safety, right? Because if Daniel Jones doesn't run, he gives you very little, right? Mm-hmm. 15 touchdowns last year is. I don't know. How does a quarterback go through a season with 15 touchdowns?
He's got better weapons in the offseason, seemingly, right?
It's deeper, Darren, for sure. Waller. Yeah, and Waller's one of my favorite
guys. See what Hyatt looks
like?
Yeah. I think Hyatt slept on.
See, I don't like Hyatt.
You don't like Hyatt?
No.
Yeah, it's funny, like, he won the Blintonkoff Award last year. No one cares.
Although, I don't think that's a very good measure of...
It's not.
...of NFL success, the Blintonkoff winners.
I do feel like... The most recent ones have been good, though.
Google,
like,
will you Google? You've got your computer in front of you. Let's take a look at the Biletnikoff winners and see if I'm right or wrong. It feels like that there have been a lot of guys that have been very good at college. It's a little bit like the Heisman has almost no bearing on your future success.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
2022 Hyatt, 2021 Jordan Addison.
Okay, we'll find out.
Devontae Smith.
Looks like that's going to pan out fine.
Jamar Chase
has worked out real well.
Jerry Jeudy.
Good.
And then James Washington.
Okay.
And then these next stretch is tough. Dede Westbrook.
Okay.
Corey Coleman.
Ooh.
Amari Cooper. And then we'll do Brandon Cooks. And then the next two are Marquise Lee, Justin Blackmon.
All right. So it's like a 50%. It's about a 50% ratio. Okay.
Yeah, but I would like to see like the Blintonkoff, who are also first round picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a better kind of indicator of success.
Well, most of these guys were high round picks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, almost all of them were.
I think James Washington was a round two pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was round two.
And Corey Coleman.
And he's still in the league, but that doesn't, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
we'll see this year. I don't know.
Houston?
He was on Dallas. Was that a one-year deal? I remember him last year. James Washington can be good.
I think he's Houston this year.
Okay. All right, last QB we just have Aaron Rodgers.
Geno Smith.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
You know, I need to know for sure Aaron's got anything left in the arm because I don't like what I saw last year.
For sure.
But he could have DeAndre Hopkins throw it to him. By the time people are listening to this, maybe DeAndre Hopkins is a Jet. That would help a lot.
Yeah. You see, like, posted a Jets logo or something on his story?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it might mean nothing.
It probably does.
I mean, he's just maybe he's just trying to work up some... You know, work up a little bit of frenzy about who's going to get him.
Because he posted an Instagram story of him watching the Patriots Super Bowl on NFL Network. That they were just like rerunning or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's going to the Patriots.
He's got the most receptions for any player under 30. History of the league.
He's unbelievable.
History of the league. He missed half of last year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's. I don't think he's washed.
I don't think he is either. Yeah. He looked good last year when he played. He was great.
I thought he looked good too.
He was great. He won some people some leagues. He was really good in that later part of the season.
Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins has got, you know, that's right now, and he's only gonna help himself. Whatever landing spot he has is better than the Colt McCoy led Cardinals he was gonna have for at least a good chunk of this year. That Cardinals team is bad. So yeah, wherever he goes, it's gonna be better. I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins' ADP is.
It's about like wide receiver. I think he's going like right after. He's in like that Amari Cooper, Deebo Samuel tier right now, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, see, I love both those guys a lot. They're both of those guys inside my top like 11 or 12. So I'm really high on those guys. And I was last year too and the year before. But anyway. All right. Thank you for listening to this edition of Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. We'll have another deep dive on a notable player tomorrow as well. Stay tuned for that. Thanks, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.